on the first hand, the first task that has to be undertaken successfully at NASA today is to repair its program and financial management systems. And I think that, that's one of the reasons why Sean O'Keefe was selected out of the Office of Management and Budget to become the new NASA administrator. We'll see how well he does. Only time will tell. But there is no question that the overall management system of NASA is not what it was at the peak of the Apollo program. In fact, you also have to realize that we didn't get it right the first time in Apollo either. And what brought that to our attention, tragically, was the fire at the Cape that killed Gus Grissom and his crew on the Apollo 1 craft. But with that lesson learned and with extraordinarily competent managers coming to the fore after that, and then this extreme level of motivation we had with everybody to make this thing work, we did learn the discipline and the competency necessary to manage a deep space space program. Now, obviously, nearer space now is routine enough that you can get away with a lot of slips and a lot of problems and still have a nearer space program. Deep space is still relatively unforgiving. It's going to take a very, very disciplined management team. It's going to take a lot of highly motivated young people to put us back into deep space. And it really is an unknown right now whether the circumstances will come together by which the United States or some group of countries will get together and be able to decide now is the time for a sustained commitment to go back into deep space. And that's the key, is that sustained commitment. And governments have a hard time with that. And that's one of the reasons why I think maybe an alternative, particularly since there are potential commercial resources on the moon, is to undertake that sustained commitment through investor capital rather than depending on the availability of taxpayer capital, which is controlled by much more by politics.